Starting off with the movie news this afternoon, and Three's Company is the latest classic US TV series to be turned into a feature film. And unlike Hollywood's film versions of Baywatch and 21 Jump Street, the Three's Company movie will actually be set in the era of the original series, in this case, the 1970s. And the original TV show starred John Ritter as the lovable Jack Tripper, a single guy who posed as a gay man to move in with two female roommates. And Three's Company originally aired from 1977 to 1984, and the classic comedy was actually a remake of the British sitcom Man About the House. Now, Guy Ritchie's 2000 gangster movie Snatch is getting a TV spin-off. 10-episode series based on the film is in the works, and the original film, which starred Brad Pitt with that awful Irish accent, Jason Statham and Benicio del Toro, has developed a cult following since its release, and the newly announced series will aim to keep the essence of the original movie. And the new show will follow new characters wading into the dangerous world of organized crime as a group of 20-something up-and-coming hustlers stumble upon a truckload of stolen gold bullion. And the boys must quickly learn to navigate London's underworld as rogue cops, gypsy fighters, international mobsters, and local villains descend. Right, out now on DVD and Blu-ray is the thriller A Most Wanted Man, starring Philip Seymour Hoffman. And when a half-Chechen, half-Russian, tortured half-to-death immigrant turns up in Hamburg's Islamic community, laying claim to his father's ill-gotten fortune, both German and US security agencies take a close interest. As the clock ticks down and the stakes rise, the race is on to establish the most wanted man's true identity: oppressed victim or destruction-bent extremist. Here's a clip from A Most Wanted Man.
We're here because German intelligence needs a job done that German law won't let it do.
A terrorist has come to Hamburg seeking to make contact with Islamist cells.
Karpov, Issa, Chechen, 26.
Who else knows he's out there?
Hello, Issa. It's not safe to stay here.
We know Karpov's long-term objective.
Not yet, and if we move against him now, we never will.
We're not policemen.
We're spies.
Mr. Karpov
is not the bad guy.
They're moving.
He's our way to the bad guy.
You want to own Karpov? How are you going to do that?
Our sources don't come to us. We find them.
Hi, Anova.
I don't want anybody else getting close to him before we do.
Word is the Americans are taking an interest.
Watch your back.
You can't do this. I'm a lawyer.
You've crossed the line. You're on their side now.
I'm not doing this for you.
Your choice is between us and nobody. The clock is ticking. All I'm asking for is more time.
And if this kid lets off a bomb?
Every good man has a little bit of bad, doesn't he? But that little bit just might kill you.
We can't undo what's done. There's no going back for any of us.
And A Most Wanted Man is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. Now let's see what's on TV tonight. At 9 o'clock on Film 4, you've got Now You See Me, a fast-paced mystery thriller featuring a quartet of flashy Las Vegas magicians, including Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson, who use their elaborate stage illusions as a front for a series of bank robberies. As they boldly shower their audiences with cash from their heists, FBI agent Mark Ruffalo enlists the help of magic specialist Morgan Freeman to figure out how the modern-day Robin Hoods pull off their spectacular feats.
Come in close, because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
for our final trick,
we are going to rob a bank.
On the count of three, you will be teleported through space and time to your bank in Paris. 1, 2, 3.
Everyone in this room was a victim of hard times.
Some of you lost your homes, your cars.
And so tonight,
we're going to return some of that money back to you.
Thank you, everyone. Good
night. Prince!
Can you explain to me how you went from Las Vegas to Paris in 3 seconds?
What do the kids call it these days? Oh, magic. First rule of magic, always be the smartest guy in the room.
Your bank was the distraction while they set up the real trick.
Expose them now and destroy them.
Hang on. I got nothing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the delay.
Whatever this grand trick is, it was designed a long time ago. And I believe that what's about to follow is really going to amaze.
So, starring Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Mark Ruffalo, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Isla Fisher, Now You See Me is on Film 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Look closely, because the closer you think you are, the less you'll actually see.
Now let's do our random movie fact of the day. And today we're talking about the sci-fi classic Alien, and the lights that were used over the facehugger eggs in Alien were provided by Roger Daltrey and The Who. The band were rehearsing their laser show next door to Ridley Scott's set on Alien. And that was today's random movie fact of the day. We'll have another one on the show along with the movie news tomorrow afternoon.
That's all, folks.